This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 4th of March, 1954. The title is Group Processing, Attention. This group processing session is 59 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Now I want you to isolate, spot, identify some things on which you do not have to keep your attention fixed. Find something on which you don't have to keep your attention eternally fixed. At least one thing, absolutely sure. Let's get several things on which you don't have to keep your attention continually fixed. Some more things. Find some more things on which you don't have to keep your attention fixed. And some more things you don't have to keep your attention fixed on. All right, now let's check over some objects, people, animals, spaces, which you're not demanding put their total attention on you. Some more things you're not demanding that they put their attention on you. Now let's get some people specifically that you're not demanding of them to put their attention on you. All right, now let's get some people, specific people, that you're not demanding of them, to put their attention on themselves. Some more people that you're not commanding to put their attention on themselves. All right, now some people that aren't commanding you to put your attention on yourself. Some more people that aren't demanding you put attention on yourself. Okay, now let's call off some objects, locate some objects that you're not commanding, put attention on other specific objects, two at a time. Okay, now let's list some objects which are not at this moment demanding attention from you. And let's check over some objects from which you're not demanding attention. Okay, now let's find some attention which you're not trying to withdraw from. some more attentions from which you're not trying to withdraw. Now, some spectators, some audiences, you're not at this moment trying to appear before. Some audiences you're not trying to appear in front of. Some more audiences you're not trying to appear in front of. Now some audiences you're not trying to appear naked in front of. Okay, now let's find a couple of objects and hold on and don't think. Okay, let's let go. Find some places you're not. And now let's take a general survey of the situation and find some good places to hide. Some really good ones. Now let's find some good hiding conditions. What's the best condition to be in so that you could hide? Some more conditions, very ideal to the problem of hiding. All right, now let's figure out a condition, the best condition you have, and the best place to hide, and make all the necessary decisions so that you could be in that condition and hide successfully. Let's see if we can't better this solution somewhat. And now let's get some things which you could think, which wouldn't be picked up and betray your whereabouts, so that we get thinkingness taken care of there, too. Okay, now let's insist that the body put attention on itself. Insist that several times from several different locations. Let's be more insistent about it now. Now let's check over some attentions that wouldn't be entirely undesirable. Some attentions that would be acceptable, some things from which you could get attention of which would really be acceptable. Now, let's check over a number of things willing to accept your attention. And now some things from which you would be willing to accept attention. And now some persons or things to whom you would willingly appear. Show yourself. And some things which would willingly show themselves to you. And some things to which you would be willing to show yourself. And some things which are willing to show themselves to you. All right, now let's list some things you're not at this moment trying to compete with. Get some very certainly. Some more things you're not trying to compete with. Okay, now let's check off some things or people which or who are not competing with you. Okay, now let's check over some objects which could appear without immediately sending you someplace. And check over some things which, if you gave them your attention, wouldn't blow you up. And some things that would not blow up if you touched them with some energy of your own. Some more such things. Some more things you could touch without exploding. Okay, find a couple of objects and hold on and don't think. Okay, let go. Find some places where you're not. Check over now some things you could communicate with safely. Now some things which could communicate safely with you. And now some things you could touch without an immediate explosion. And now some things you could cause without terrible consequences. And some things which could be caused on you without terrible consequences. Get one at least. Okay. Now let's get some spaces you're not occupying. And now some things you could do without several hours of hard considering. And several things you could kill without any consequences to you. At least one. And some more. Now let's get several things you could say without immediate retaliation or consequence. And several things you could depart from which wouldn't hold you. Some more things you could depart from which wouldn't hold you. One for sure, and then some more. Now let's get some things you could have departed from if you'd only known it.
Some more things you could have departed from. People, situations, if you'd only known it. More things you could have departed from if you'd only known it. And more things you could have departed from if you'd only known it. And more things you could have departed from if you had only foreseen the real end. And now, some things you might as well have thrown away, considering what happened to them. And things, considering what happened to them, you might as well have broken or ruined. Okay, let's find a couple of objects and hold on to them and don't think. Okay, let go. Find some places where you're not. Now, let's find some times when you needn't have been so careful of something, considering what eventually happened to it. All right, and people you needn't have been so nice to, considering what they eventually did. And things you might as well have thrown away, considering their fate. And people you needn't have been so polite to, considering what they did afterwards. And people who really didn't have a hold on you after all. And problems you needn't have been so careful in working out, seeing that no solution was ever put into effect. And things you could have walked away from if you'd only known.
Okay. Now let's check over and find some barriers which are not at this moment immediately in front of you. And some barriers which are not at this moment immediately behind you. And some distances which are not immediately in front of you and which you will not immediately have to cross. Okay. Some distances which are not immediately behind you and which you've just crossed. Now let's find some spaces that aren't immediately under you. And where are some places now where you are not falling the rest of the way? Okay, it's some things which you are free to put your attention upon. Some more things which you're free to put your attention upon. And some things you could permit to give their attention to you.
And some spaces that you're not at this moment stuck in? Some more spaces you're not stuck in? Some more spaces you're not stuck in. Some more spaces you're not stuck in. Some things you were not at this moment doing. Some things you wouldn't object to having moved. Get something that you wouldn't object to moving, having moved. And I'll get some people you wouldn't have to consult before you acted. Okay. Find a couple of objects, hold on, and don't think. Let go and mock up your body as flip-flopping and out of control. And do that again, do it again, do it again, do it again. Now mock up your body as unconscious. And again and again and again and again. Now mark up yourself as dead because of the processing. And again, and again, and again, and again. find some places where you're not. Find the floor beneath your feet. End of session.